USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Holiday travel is underway. Most people are choosing to drive this Memorial Day weekend, and today will be the busiest day for traffic. For those taking to the skies, at least one airline is bracing for disruptions. Not only is Delta offering waivers due to weather, but it's also cutting more flights. This as the national average for the price of regular gas is $4.60 a gallon across the country. AAA spokesman Robert Sinclair saying that price is not deterring people from driving.
Folks are wanting to get out and do something, and I think that's why, despite record high gasoline prices, $4.60 per gallon nationwide. We've never seen that price before. That's why folks are getting out and doing things.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
The murderer who shot and killed 19 students at a Texas elementary school is no stranger to police in his town of Uvalde. Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez saying he was arrested 4 years ago for making threats.
For saying, you know, when I'm a senior in 2022, I am going to shoot up a school.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Because he was a juvenile at the time, this may not have been on his criminal record. But it's unclear if that information was uploaded to a federal gun buying database. The killer legally bought the weapon on his 18th birthday. The number of speakers at Friday's NRA convention in Houston is dwindling. Senator John Cornyn and Houston area Congressman Dan Crenshaw were already out. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is out as well. He's sending a pre-taped speech instead. Texas's Lieutenant Governor also pulling out, saying he did not want the appearance to bring more grief to the victims of the school shooting in Texas. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
As economists from around the world continue to gather in Switzerland, the economic outlook in the world continues to be a main topic of discussion.
As the Davos gathering in Switzerland has a bleak economic outlook, International Monetary Fund Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva concurs.
You scared the audience effectively, but I can tell you, you have not scared your panel. So my answer is going to be not no, not at this point. It doesn't mean it is out of question. We have downgraded our projections for growth for this year in April for 143 countries. This is 86% of global GDP. And since then, in a short period of time, a little bit like the weather here in Davos, the horizon has darkened.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Two postal workers from Southern California have been arrested because the feds think they scammed the state out of $800,000 worth of unemployment benefits. Investigators believe the men stole identities from the mail, then fraudulently obtained Employment Development Department debit cards. One of the men is also accused of opening mail and stealing personal and business checks to the tune of $20,000. Find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.